Good morning. Today we are continuing our review of the Ligonier State of Theology Survey. Today's question is one of the more interesting ones that we've covered so far. So question 10 asks, can the Holy Spirit tell me to do something that is forbidden in the Bible? To understand why the answer to this question must certainly be no, some basic theology is helpful. When we talk about the attributes of God, they are usually divided into two categories, the communicable attributes and the incommunicable attributes. Communicable attributes are those that God and man share, such things as intelligence, wisdom, empathy, and creativity. Incommunicable attributes are those that are exclusive to God, such as omnipotence, self-existence, omnipresence, omniscience, and immutability. Omniscience and immutability are the keys to this question. Omniscience means God is all-knowing, and immutability means unchanging. Suppose you invite a friend to go with you to the Cleveland Indians to watch them play baseball next Friday night. Your friend agrees, and on Friday morning, you call your friend to arrange a time to pick him up and drive to the game, but he says, I'm sorry, I cannot go. My longtime friend that I have not seen for 10 years is in town for one night, and I must meet with him. Such things happen because none of us knows the future, and we sometimes need to change our minds and adjust our plans. However, this is certainly not the case with God. God's decrees and his laws are absolute and unchanging. The Bible is infallible and inerrant, and by God's nature, cannot be contradicted. God's law was decreed before the foundation of the world. God's law does not depend on the time in history or the nation or a person's situation. God's law is applicable to all people and all nations at all times. To answer yes to this question, can God tell me to do something that is forbidden in the Bible, one must believe that God alters his standards based on changing societies or situations. But this is imputing human attributes to God. God was not surprised by the fall, nor by the rejection of Christ by Israel, nor the gospel going out to the Gentiles, nor by any personal individual situations. His standards do not change because of future events. Because he knew all future events when his unchanging word was declared. This idea that God's standards change based on the progress of history is a major area of dispensationalism, which is an important topic, but one for another time. 60% of the survey respondents and 80% of evangelicals disagree that God can tell us to do something forbidden in the Bible. This is a much better percentage for evangelicals than some of the other significant questions in the survey. I will conclude with Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?